everyone. Welcome to the Podcast Insider. My name is Todd Cochran. Of course, I'm joined by my co-host, Mr. Mike Dell. Mike, how you doing?
Doing good. Doing good. Staying too busy. That's good, though. I'd rather be busy than bored.
I just came off a interview that was scheduled for 30 minutes, and it went 55. So that's kind of how it goes, right?
Oh, yeah.
And talked to an individual. They have pre-recorded 30 interviews.
So you'll be up sometime in November?
Right. So I kind of talked to him about that little piece as well. You know, they're getting ready to launch. I'm like, probably your show's going to change by about the fifth episode. So anyway, it is what it is. But great interview. Good questions. But we got some news for you today. Got the best practice. We have some blueberry news. No interview. We've got a question of the week as well. You know, this kind of snuck up on us, Mike. For years, religion was the largest category in podcasting, and it's no longer is. And actually, when I went into our internal dashboard, religion has been surplaced or surpassed. Is that the right word?
Yeah, definitely. The thing I noticed was, they say it in the article, is that society and culture and education have edged out religion. And you know, for the longest time, it was religion. And I think before that, it was comedy. And before that, it was tech. So, you know, it changes over time, the mix of shows, because there's been a lot more shows in other genres coming up, you know, like true crime. That one's really taken off.
But in the scheme of things, there's still only like 2,300 shows. And it would be understandable because it's hard content to produce.
Oh, yeah, and to do it right. A few of them do it, and a few of them don't, for sure. But, you know, the church, all the churches doing their sermons and stuff, I don't think that's really slowed down so much as everything else is kind of growing.
Right.
So
according to our database, culture and travel is definitely number one right now, and that's how we label the category. Anything that's under the culture and travel category at Apple will include those numbers, and then looking at the list, it looks to me like, at least for us, religion is still number two, and then education number three, arts number four, and then it kind of spirals down from there. But, you know, if you think about the beginning of podcasting where tech was huge, tech now is down to like 26,000 shows. So that for me is actually good because I do a tech show as well. And less tech shows is good.
And I believe this one's in the tech category, if I'm not mistaken.
I believe so. I think we've got it stashed there as well. But yeah, so it's interesting to think that the culture and travel, according to our category listings and how we've got them stacked, is number one. But it's not huge, only about 12,000 more shows. So
in the big scheme of things.
Yeah, the biggest scheme of things, it's not that much of a delta per se. So anyway, very cool. You know, this next one, I think we kind of knew this. Some numbers to make you stop and think. 26% of all shows in Apple Podcasts have just one episode.
Yeah, it's, you know, do you call that a podcast? You know, that's the thing. And, you know, there's a couple articles from this outfit that I listed there. And, you know, in another one, they talk about how many shows only have three episodes.
Right.
You know, so how do you define what is a podcast? But there's a lot of other things in there, you know, from Edison Research. It says that the percentage of podcasts listened to on a smart speakers is up to 4.9%. That's 145% increase.
It's nowhere near that.
Well, that's what it says.
Yeah, from them, but our stats don't show that.
No, you know, and different stats, there's different shows. You know, you guys on the new media show yesterday were talking about Buzzsprout claiming Spotify is more downloads than Apple. And, you know, and I almost guarantee that every other host out there is going to say, no, that's not true. But, you know, maybe their mix of shows is that way.
So it does make you wonder then, based upon the mix of shows. But I'm sure we haven't heard the end of that particular data
probably
point.
Not.
Yeah. But, you know, with the Amplify Media always talking about why there really are not 2 million podcasts. We've known this. You know, I think it's 2.1, 2.2.
Yeah, it's up there.
Something like that. And there are 1.1, 1.2 shows that are dead and or haven't made it to episode 3, 4, 5. You know, there's some variances in there. But really what you've got, and this number really is, if you think about it, Mike, we go back a couple of years, about 800,000 active shows is about, and again, we're just throwing a softball in the wind here. We're not, or a wiffle ball. We're not being perfect on these numbers, but
no.
Around 800,000 or something, plus or minus whatever percentage you want to apply to it. But so really you're not competing against 2 million shows. You're competing against about 800,000 active shows.
Yeah, just look in your category in Apple, sometime when you feel like goofing around and notice all the shows in your category and then see when the last time they published an episode. And you're not going to get too far down that list before you're going to find it's 2, 3, 4 years ago.
Right.
So,
and again, we know the repetition rate of most active podcasters is about 1 a week. That's pretty typical for a show that's actively producing. But they said that those dead shows came primarily from 3 platforms and shouldn't become as a surprise. Anchor, SoundCloud, and
Spreaker,
where the majority of the dead shows were. So that to me is, we've known that. That's not new news here for anyone. So they're just publicly posting it and making people aware. We've talked about it on this show before, and I don't think we've really blogged about it per se, but I think that's good news for those of you that are active podcasters. It's a smaller number to sort through.
Sure, definitely. That's okay if they have the old shows listed, because some of them are still there and they're still available. They're just not actively producing. So how do you quantify that number?
Yeah, it's hard because some of them might be a mini series of 6 episodes,
Yeah, I look at the S-Town was a famous one that a few years ago, and they had 7 episodes. That's it.
Right.
It's still there and they still get tons of downloads because it's a great show.
So it's just not an active show.
Yeah.
It's a show, that's been put out as a mini series, and that's it. So, yeah.
And if you look on Hulu, about 3/4 of what's on Hulu are dead shows. So, but they're still there.
That's right. It's still content, right?
Yeah.
But anyway, so but I guess from that standpoint, though, if you think about it, those shows still drawing lots of listens is good because it's exposing people to podcasting and they go searching for fresh content and maybe they'll find your podcast. So it's all positive. No complaints.
I'd love to have that much, as we call it, evergreen content.
Right. Yeah. Evergreen content is like, if managed correctly, is like a printing press, just print $100 bills. But sadly, 90% of shows never achieve true evergreen reach. And by that, I basically say that if you're getting substantial, not ones and twos, you're getting substantial downloads months 2, 3, 4, or year 2 of that episode, then you're in the 10% club. But most people don't hardly get any traffic. And part of it is, too, is all these fundamentals that a lot of podcasters are not doing with their writing good show notes and good episode titles and so forth. But anyway, that's a topic for another day. Amazon, a.k.a. Wondery, who is owned by Amazon, is looking to fill 75 jobs, double its size. Mike, you're not looking to go to work for Wondery, are you?
No, I don't want to move to West Hollywood because that's where most of those jobs are. So
really? So yeah. They want you to be in California, huh?
Yep. So all of them that I've seen listed here on Amazon's jobs site all say West Hollywood, California. So if you want to move to West Hollywood and work for Amazon or Wondery, hey, pretty good deal. I got a link to that whole listing there. But yeah, there's about 70 some jobs there.
And I think here, this is something to, if I was someone looking for a job, I think I would apply regardless where I live to try to get remote work. Can't hurt you to go through the interview process on that.
Sure. And a lot of companies are, rethinking remote work, of course.
Yep. So, yeah, absolutely. So the Canadian Podcast Awards nominations are open until the 30th of April. It's canpodawards.ca. So Canadian Podcast Awards, canpodawards.ca. So easy to want to say .com on the end of that.
Yeah.
But you go over there and I don't know what the process is. You'll have to figure that out when you go over to the website.
Yeah. It doesn't have a very easy link to find, but it's in there somewhere. How to nominate or sign up to be nominated or whatever. It's
right.
It's available.
And probably just, I always like to throw this in. Don't forget the podcast awards are also taking.
Yeah, see, we're not limited to, or yours is not limited to Canada.
Right. So. That's at podcastawards.com. Hey, Apple's been busy. They're interesting what they're doing. I want you to talk about this.
They're doing another original podcast. They have a few of them out there now. And the deal here is they have an Apple TV Plus series, you know, one of their original series on Apple TV Plus. And they're doing a companion podcast along with that, which is exclusive to Apple Podcasts. So, you know, if you're into that show, who better to talk to than Apple themselves or listen to? So pretty cool that the way they're doing that. I, you know, a lot of podcasters in the past were doing companion shows to TV shows and all that, but they weren't really connected to the show. So, you know, what kind of information, you know, you can't get as much insider information from the outside as you can from the inside. So it might be interesting for those that are into that show, but this one's an Apple original called The Line. It's a TV show that's going to debut here pretty soon.
Well, Joe Rogan's got his hands full.
Yeah. You know, and I don't know if he really minds all that much. He cashed the check.
Joe Rogan fans probably are not happy about this. Spotify continues to remove Joe Rogan episodes. 42 episodes are now deleted.
Yeah, and it's not just for, you know, the normal things. It's definitely some sort of curation going on there. I don't know who's doing it, but they're being pretty quiet about it. But if you're a Joe Rogan fan, you'll notice that 42 episodes are now gone out of his catalog.
Yeah, so interesting one here, and it makes you just think a little bit. Among the missing is episode number 411 with Bulletproof Coffee founder Dave Asprey, a frequent guest on the Joe Rogan Experience. Strangely, Spotify has deleted three total episodes with Asprey for reasons that are entirely clear. One explanation for the removal is that Asprey frequently backs controversial anti-aging and scientific theories, including claims that Bulletproof Coffee is extremely healthy, while other coffee brands are not. Asprey has designed the Bulletproof Diet and frequently criticized coffee manufacturers for leaving high levels of damaging mycotoxins in their blends. So again, there's lots of conspiracy shows.
Oh, sure.
Is it illegal to be a conspiracy theorist? I don't think so. I think you can be, and I think you can spout conspiracies and beliefs as long as you say it's your belief.
Yeah, and that's the whole thing. It's if you're – there's no law, I don't think, worldwide for being wrong.
And I think – I guess this also probably depends on context. Mike, if I say to you – drinking this will cause you to live to 180. Well, first of all, you're going to tell me I'm crazy, number one. And number two, I'm stating a fact, and that fact has not been backed up by anything scientific. If I say, Mike, if you drink this, I think you'll live to be 180. That's different context, right? I think, you know, again, you may say, but Todd, you're an idiot. That I'm not going to live to 180. That's going to kill me in 2 years if I drink that.
So there's no law against being an idiot, right? Right.
So podcasters, it's a lot about context here on how you say things. You know, making false medical claims can get you in a lot of trouble.
Yeah. Now, if you say, hey, this is my opinion, I think X is this.
Right.
Then that's fine.
Yeah. You're allowed to have an opinion.
Right. You know, everybody's got them.
And if you say ingest, you know, yeah, if I drink this, I'm going to live to be 180. Or if I say ingest, Mike, if you drink this, you're going to live. I shouldn't show this, whatever it was. And they say, Mike, if you drink this, you're going to live to be 180. If I say ingest, again, it's ingest. It's not as if you drink this, Mike, you will live to be 180 years old. You know, it's all difference in the context. So,
it's just some of the silly things, you know. And the other thing, you know, is Alex Jones. Rogan's interviewed him several times, and all of them are missing except for the latest one.
So censorship is alive at Spotify.
Yeah, unfortunately. And, you know, hey, it's their business, but, you know, and Joe took the check, so whatever.
It's okay. He's got the $100 million in the bank, I hope. I hope he got the whole check. Let's talk a little bit about best practices.
Yeah, we're going to do a little repeat dead horse beating here. But I had one the other day. The lady says, hey, my podcast isn't up on Spotify yet. And, you know, that's kind of normal. So I look and everything looks right. And, you know, is it working everywhere else? And she says, what everywhere else? I only put it on Spotify.
What?
And, yeah, and I'm like, well, why would you focus on just one platform like that? You know, I guess if you're an exclusive show, but if you're a pretend exclusive show, then don't do that. As we say here over and over and over again, you know, you send them to your website and then you give them all the options. And, you know, that's the Blueberry way. That's, it makes more sense. I mean, even some of these Spotify exclusive shows, we're picking on Spotify today, sorry, but these Spotify exclusive shows start exclusive and then they expand them out to everybody in podcasting because exclusive doesn't work as well as expanding it out.
And also, if they're running advertising, they're trying to get the numbers up to pay the bigger bill. So what was the conversation then that continued from that? Has she since started putting the show somewhere else? Or
no, she never answered me after I told her. Well, you know, I asked her that. She said, well, we don't put it anywhere else. And I said, well, you're going to have to talk to Spotify, because I don't know why. You know, everything looked good technically.
Yeah.
So I had no idea what the issue was. So she never came back at me about that.
But I've had a couple of those as well. And actually, I get the puzzled look. You know, what? What do you mean? I'm like, Apple Podcast?
Google Podcast?
Google Podcast?
Well, Google Podcast, whether she knew it or not, she's probably there because she's using a WordPress site and Google crawls everything. And that's how you get into Google Podcasts, whether you do anything or not. So, you know, but the gist of it is just be everywhere and, you know, promote something you own, your website, not something somebody else owns.
Yep, exactly. All right. Well, PowerPress 8.5.5 is out. So what's the story on that?
That is the one where Bendis did a little bit of tweaking. This is pre 8.6, which is coming out soon. But the main thing they did is he took out that second link in the migration, which has been something I wanted fixed for a long time. But, you know, there's a couple other little tweaks in there, but nothing too earth-shattering. But you should stay up to date on those, of course.
That's right. So beta testing 8.6 continues. You can email mike@blueberry.com to get on the beta test for 8.6.
Yeah, and that should be released, I'm guessing, early next week. You know, I've been playing with it, and we've had a couple little tweaks that he's had to do, but I think we're about ready to go with that.
Awesome.
That'll just add that new stats widget, which is really cool compared to what was there before, and some other nice UI tweaks. So
yeah. So the RIAA has been busy. We've had more takedowns for copyrighted music.
Yeah, be careful with that. And, you know, some of these they're picking on that are, you know, several years old, these episodes that they're finding. And then, you know, recently we had one where they found one episode way back when, and then now that they're looking at that, they've tagged every episode that they've had that clip in because they're using it as intro music. So this poor guy has to go through and take out all his intro music.
Right. Yeah. So they don't play around. Playing a small snippet does not exclude you from having a takedown. So be careful on the music you're using. We recommend podcastmusic.com. For intro music, that's where you can go to get stuff that will not get flagged and that you won't end up having to write a check for to some owner of some content.
And those checks can be really big if it goes through the courts.
Yes, it can be as, you know, six figures or so. So, you know, be very, very careful. Let's move on to our question of the week. Craig on the Blueberry Facebook group asked, if I post my podcast via WordPress and make the visibility private, will it still post to my public RSS feed? So, Mike, go ahead.
No, it will not. The whole idea with podcasting from WordPress and PowerPress is that your blog posts generate your feed for your podcast. And if the post is private, it will not go into the RSS feed. It'll still be available on your site if someone knows the password to get to that private post. But anything that syndicates out follows whatever rules that WordPress has for the type of posts. So, you know, if you've got it set to private or draft, it's not going anywhere until you make it public.
So again, the answer is no, because it has to be public to be in the feed. Private or unpublished, it will not be in the feed.
Correct. And I have a second question this week.
Oh, second question is, I recently switched website host And now my RSS feed is coming up with an error, 404, not found. Any suggestion on how to fix this?
Yeah, this one's slightly in the geeky side, but there's a thing called permalinks in WordPress. And what happened in this case, she moved hosts for her website, same domain and everything, and imported everything over. But they didn't set the permalinks, so it was set to plain. And when it's set to plain, it has that query string on the end instead of a true address or a permalink. So the feed changes to ? Feed equals podcast at the end of the domain. And if you set that permalink to anything other than plain, it'll switch it back to the traditional /feed/podcast.
That's a good point. If you move to a new podcast host, please, 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 if you do nothing else, retain the settings of WordPress. You know, take screenshots of your settings, especially on the permalinks, because if you don't remember what your old permalink scheme was, you've essentially told Google all those pages are gone and here's a whole set of new pages.
Yeah, and it'll mess you up in SEO for sure.
Yeah, it'll be 3 months with some issues at least. So make sure that, again, if you're moving hosts, not podcast hosts, web hosts, from, let's say, you know, company A to company B, and you set up a new version of WordPress, make sure that you have moved those settings, mirrored them. And if sometimes if one can't be up without the other, do screenshots beforehand and make sure that you go back and reset that up. So I think, though, Mike, doesn't, and I don't know, is there a place in WordPress to export the actual blog settings, the actual administrative settings?
Well, if they did a database import of the entire site, then all the settings would stay. In this case, she created a new website, imported just the podcast, and it didn't save any of the actual WordPress settings the way she had it. So, but we got it all straightened out and all's well.
That's a good one, though, for people to remember. And when in doubt, call or drop an email or put in a ticket and ask. We'll help you avoid some of these pitfalls that may happen when you move a WordPress site.
Just remember, if you're using WordPress and PowerPress, that is your podcast. So what you do to that site matters.
Yep, it does.
Yeah.
So if you have a question you'd like us to answer on the show or have Mike answer on the show, drop an email to mike@blueberry.com, audio, text, or even video if you want, and we may use it on the show. And of course, the best place for support with any Blueberry product or service is our ticket system at blueberry.com/support. You know, sending that ticket gives the whole support team access to the question rather than direct emails or direct phone calls. So, Mike, do you know what you got planned this week for the podcast help desk?
Yes, this will be a fun one. I'm airing my grievances.
Oh.
My top 10 podcasting grievances.
So
this won't be techie and geeky. This will just be more fun, I think.
Going to be more fun. So it's going to be, please click right, not left, and that type of thing? Or is that
what? Well, we'll see. We'll see.
So you have a good list?
Yeah, I have a good list so far. It might grow from 10, but so far it's 10.
Yeah, Mike says in his notes, your views expressed on the podcast help desk are Mike's in no way reflect the views of Blueberry Podcast or your podcast insider.
Yeah. So it should be fun.
Yeah, it's funny. Podcasthelpdesk.com, companion show to this. But again, Mike is expressing his, put out the disclaimer there. It's his views.
Yes.
So,
you know, hey, you know, everybody's got opinions, as we've said.
That's true. So. Yeah. And sometimes I say something like, oh, I have to be careful, you know.
Hey, you know, we work for Blueberry or, you know, and all that, but that doesn't mean that we don't have other opinions about other things.
That's true. So. Absolutely. So anyway, that's a rundown, folks. Some news, a best practice, some Blueberry news, a question of the week. And if you want to be interviewed on this show, if you want to tell your story, it's Todd, Mike, or McKenzie at blueberry.com. And of course, do not forget, if you want to get a free 30-day trial of Blueberry Podcasting, you can use the promo code INSIDER at checkout. We've got so much exciting stuff coming. Mike, you and I and the rest of the team have been reviewing the new UI. I think it's going to be, wow, I think it's going to be a major, I don't know, it is. It's going to be a major, major, major upgrade.
Yeah, it'll make a whole lot more sense, I think, to new people. And I think the existing customers are going to enjoy the change as well, because everything will be easier to find. And we do have another demo this afternoon of some more stuff the dev team's working on. So I'm looking forward to that. Well,
I guess I need to look at my calendar and see what's up. I live by the minute here.
There you go.
All right, everyone. We're going to wrap this up. Again, if you have questions or comments, it's Todd, Mike, or McKenzie at blueberry.com. And we appreciate your business. And if you're not a customer already, we are the foremost experts in migrating people off other podcasting platforms.
That is true.
And we can get you moved and set up and build your brand on your.com. I can't stress enough the importance of this today because of Google, and they're the number one discovery vehicle for podcasts today. You want your episodes discovered, not your show. We're talking about episode discovery at this point now. The show discovery is easy. It's episode discovery that is the challenge. Anyway, let's get out of here. Mike?
Everybody have a great week.
And we'll see you next week here on Podcast Insight. Everyone take care. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.